New York City has enticed many writers who have tried to capture its essence. Colson Whitehead is the latest to succumb. He's best known for his novels John Henry Days and The Institutionist. In a new book of essays, Whitehead puts aside character and plot for myriad physical and emotional details and creates a new ode to New York City. John Kalish prepared this report.
34-year-old Colson Whitehead is tall, thin, and unassuming. He stands inside the Port Authority bus terminal, which is one of 13 New York locations or phenomena that Whitehead tackles in his new book, The Colossus of New York. This is where many of the people who moved to New York first arrive. Writing of the never-ending stream of new New Yorkers, Whitehead asks if they think those two words, New York, will fix them. Who are we to say otherwise?
There's a line at the end that says New York is a way of talking about the world. And I really think it is. I mean, I think rush hour is the same everywhere. Maybe we're not all draining into Grand Central, but our feelings about leaving work and heading back home after a long day are the same no matter where you are.
Whitehead began the book in 2000 after completing his novel John Henry Days. He spent 2 years walking around the city with a notebook and an iPod, jotting down observations and listening to a soundtrack that ranged from hip-hop to Henry Mancini. Standing in Times Square, which along with Central Park, Coney Island, and the Brooklyn Bridge, is the subject of one of his essays, Whitehead explains that at times he wrote as little as a page a month and worked on some chapters for as long as a year.
I just finished my novel and was still on creatively, but had no topic. So I started writing these really short, impressionistic essays, I called them back then. But they weren't a novel, they weren't a book, I had no idea what they were, so I thought I would just have them be a side project for a while. I had four down before September 11th, and then obviously that was a big event, and I couldn't work in the novel, and I started writing more straightforward nonfiction about the city, and that kind of galvanized me to say, I don't care, I'm just going to do this book. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to keep going.
In meandering essays that employ first, second, and third-person voices, Whitehead meditates on phenomena such as rain and rush hour, as well as landmarks.
42nd Street.
In his essay on the rush hour, Whitehead captures the mindset of weary commuters on a train.
All of them, from every floor, are crammed into this one subway car. The makers of memos, the routers of memos, the indexers, filers, and shredders of memos, the always at their desks, and the never around. How do they all fit? Squabbling like pigeons over stale crumbs of seats. Everyone thinks they're more deserving. Everyone thinks their day has been harder than everyone else's. And everyone is correct.
Whitehead's keen eye for detail in The Colossus of New York prompted one reviewer to declare, "It's as if Whitehead has heard all of our conversations, smelled our fears, and tapped our phones." The book is filled with observations, impressions, and speculations about life in this specific place, but they speak to truths about the world at large, says Minneapolis writer and book reviewer Emily Carter.
Somebody who describes an experience specifically and well will resonate with me as a reader, because human motivations and experiences and the way we think and feel are really not that different. It's an odd paradox. It's a nifty little trick.
Those who have followed Colson Whitehead's career may find it a bit odd that this African-American writer, whose novels are very much built around the dynamics of race, doesn't dwell on the city's racial reality in the new book. Whitehead says race didn't seem germane because he is talking about the city in an anonymous way. Instead, the writer grapples with other phenomena such as social climbing, office politics, and architecture. At one point, Whitehead writes, "The skyline graphs the hubris of generations."
Some of these buildings arrived by tugboat, towed in from the South Pacific Islands where they were carved from black volcanic rock. These dark glaciers, so much beneath surfaces, in buildings comprised of other buildings' discarded 13th floors, sinister transactions unfold, office space available. Few buildings around here deserve to be people, but judging by the grim procession of faces, some of these folks are halfway to sheetrock, steel-boned, mortar-blooded, granite without end.
That's the kind of prose that brings to mind the best nature writing, says Emily Carter.
Like nature writing, it has a sense of place and it has a sense of specificity to it. And it's written in this wonderful, fractured, seemingly improvisatory style that fits perfectly with that kind of shock of new experience after new experience that one gets from living in the city. And even people who live in New York will love to read it, you know, 20, 50 years from now, because the melody that it creates is going to absolutely ring true with readers.
But in 50 years, New York will be a very different city than the one it is today. One of the lessons we learn from Whitehead is that our concept of this ever-shifting city depends on the very personal skylines we draw of New York.
We see ourselves in the city every day when we walk down the sidewalk and catch our reflections in store windows. Seek ourselves in the city each time we reminisce about what was there 15, 10, 40 years ago, because all our old places are proof that we were here. One day the city we built will be gone, and when it goes, we go too. When the buildings fall, we topple too.
Despite the collapse of the World Trade Center towers on September 11th, Whitehead says he believes the city's essential character remains. And here is where Colson Whitehead says he will likely remain for the rest of his life. As he puts it in the very first line of The Colossus of New York, "I'm here because I was born here and thus ruined for anywhere else." For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.